Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlough confirmed at the weekend that he's established an emergency working group to respond to expected food shortages due to the war in Ukraine. He'll be meeting farm leaders tomorrow to see if they can commit to growing more grain to combat shortages. We did it before, during the war years. Will we do it again? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Anne Finnegan, policy analyst with the Irish Farmers Journal, and by Lorcan McCabe, dairy farmer in Cavan and deputy president of the ICMSA. Lorcan, I'll start with you. What do you make of all this?
Well, Claire, I suppose it's hard to know what to make at the moment, but it's a big ask of farmers, and farmers are very willing to do their share. But unfortunately, over the last 40 years, farmers have got specialised, and, you know, we have the dairy farmers. Like, I have no plough, I have no knowledge of tillage. We haven't had corn or oats on our farm here in almost 50 years. So it's a big ask. Look, I'd love to offer up 4, 5, 10% of my farm for growing crops, but I have no equipment and for ploughing, tilling, no knowledge of pesticides or whatever is needed for the barley or the corn. And is there seed available? Is there equipment available? You know, it's a big ask. It needs a lot of thought.
Yeah. And I was saying there at the beginning that it happened before here in Ireland during the emergency, didn't it? And your own father has memories of that, does he?
Yeah, look, I talked to my father, would you believe it, on last Friday about the war years. And I said, my father's 90 this year. And I said, some God, you never expected to see another war in your lifetime. And we talked a little bit about it. And there was the compulsory tillage, whereas farmers would have to put a certain amount of their land into tillage. That would be oats mainly. In our part of the country, it wouldn't be good enough for wheat or barley. It would be oats. And the other thing was, too, there was a huge demand for, we call it, for fuel for the fires. And though you weren't allowed to cut trees that time, there was a huge dependency on the turf. Like, and my father could tell you every little bog in the country, there was either good turf or bad turf in it. You know, and it was different them days. There was probably 50%, maybe 500,000 or more farmers. And, you know, there were small amounts. They had, at that stage, they were probably, you know, a farmer was doing everything. A farmer at that time was a dairy farmer, a beef farmer, possibly sheep, possibly a few pigs, possibly potatoes and oats, etc. So they had, even though it was small equipment, probably horse-drawn binders for the oats or horse-drawn ground-driven mowing bars. They were there, and where a farmer had maybe 2 acres and maybe they had four, with the availability of labour, they were fit to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's huge, huge problems now with labour. And as well as that too, for especially, you know, for, we say, our part of the country, Cavan, Monaghan, Leitrim and the west of Ireland, you know, it's not suitable for the heavy, massive size of combines that's yes, out there now. So, you know, look at, I think
you've a lot of questions, but I want to bring Anne in now. Dr. Anne Finnegan, as I said, policy analyst with the Irish Farmers Journal. It seems clear that there is a huge concern here about human and animal grain coming from Ukraine and Russia, Anne. I mean, but how quickly would a commitment to grow more crops here need to be made?
Yeah, I think, good morning, Claire, and I think, I mean, really we have a window of about 6 weeks in which planting will need to be finalised and finished in Ireland. So it's that short of a window. And I think, look, it has to be said, I think it's very positive that the department are acting quickly and they're looking at, I suppose, the possible solutions, and they're doing that at an early stage.
But you heard Lorcan there, no expertise. Where does he get the seed from? The land mightn't be suitable for the big, huge combine harvesters that are on the go now. And lots of other farmers who are working in the dairy side of things will have similar concerns, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, in terms of what the story that broke yesterday, I think there's huge limitations to that. As Lorcan said, I mean, even in terms of seed, and I spoke to my tillage colleagues this morning in the Irish Farmers Journal, you know, we tend to have some surplus seed every year, but nothing significant. So where would the seed come from? Fertiliser, most tillage farmers already have bought their fertiliser and probably have that in yard for the coming season. But availability of fertiliser will actually become an issue if we're looking at significantly expanding our crop area. Similarly with chemicals. And then if we were able to manage this and overcome the issues around, the machinery and the equipment in communities and actually getting those into the land, come harvest, I'm not sure that we actually have the grain storage in Ireland and certainly readily available and up to the spec that would be required to store the additional grain and significantly more grain. And yes. I suppose the other issue is around, if you look at going into Lorcan's farm and putting crops into it, which is in grassland, there's probably a soil fertility issue there as well. Mm-hmm. So there's huge limitations there. And I think reasonably, if we reasonably want to grow more crops, the best place to start looking to do that is from within the tillage sector. And the main constraints there, are first of all access to land at a reasonable price in terms of being able to take on conic or a rented land, and then secondly the issues around feed and fertiliser, on the working capital to actually support growing more crops this year.
Yeah, I mean, it seems, Lorcan, just listening to what Anne has to say, that there are problems here from before the seed goes into the ground to the harvest and storing the grain that comes from it. And it just mightn't be possible to do this for someone like you and sort all of this out within the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with everything Anne said there. And it would, and as she said, it is a 6 week period, middle of April, all should be planted in the ground. It's an impossibility. And then there has to be the flexibility of natives. The Department of Agriculture has to give us the flexibility. Like, I have a set number of stock that I'm allowed to keep per acre. If I take out 10 acres per crop of barley or wheat into it, they have to be fed. And, it gets so, so complicated,
Yeah. And can I just ask you, Lorcan, because we're coming up to the news time now, but I'm really interested to know briefly how worried you are about the price of feed and what that might lead to if those prices go way up for consumers and the price of food ultimately.
Oh, I'm very worried about the price of food or the price of feed, especially when the next harvest should be coming in. It's rising at the moment, but I would be very afraid of it coming on next August, September, because to produce beef and to produce milk in the wintertime, predominantly in the summer, the grass does the most of it. But in the wintertime, we need the feed, and I would be very, very afraid of a scarcity and a completely skyrocketing price come on next autumn.
Right. Lorcan, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Lorcan McCabe there and Dr. Anne Finnegan. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.